This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I would hate to be a Democrat, well, ever, but certainly right now. This is the worst period in the history of the Democratic Party. I'm talking about this supersedes slavery. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to contact me. Worst period in Democrat history. And look, let me tell you, not that I'm giving them a pass on slavery and their, oppressing of blacks and other people and their heinous, heinous past. Because they've had just the ugliest past of all. If Democrats were true to themselves, they'd look at it and, I mean, they'd shake their heads and go, holy crap, man. This is horrible. They would shake their heads in shame. Okay? But they don't have that gene. Yeah, they can't isolate that in leftist. So anyway, these guys are now fast forward, and despite all that, this is the worst period of their history. They are oppressive to women. The Me Too movement is born of Democrats. They are oppressive to blacks. They steal from blacks. My speeches are now going to be about theft. Theft of the human spirit. Seriously, that's what I'm going to talk about. And though they will still be funny, I'm going to explain how Democrats, they take away your ability to value your mental strength and a host of other things. It's just horrible what they do. They steal initiative. They don't want you to have any gumption. They want you to be a drone. Hollywood makes movies about these freaks. And let me tell you, deservedly so. They are freaks of nature. But they're far worse today. And I wouldn't want to be one, right? And like I said, I wouldn't want to ever be one, but I certainly wouldn't want to be one right now because, let me tell you, they are walking, talking contradictions. They got massive problems ahead for them. Massive. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, explaining it, breaking it down for you. Phone a friend. Phone one of these leftists. Phone one of these brain-dead morons and let them tune in. Let them get some schooling, Jethro. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll help them cipher. Reading this, the Mueller report flatly states that Russia began interfering in American democracy in 2014. Over the next couple of years, the effort blossomed into a robust attempt to interfere in our 2016 presidential election. Now, I don't believe Russia has any more interference in our election than they did in previous years. I don't believe it. Is it more sophisticated? Perhaps, because we got the internet and all that. Russia's been interfering in our constitutional republic since we've partnered with them, if you want to call it that, during World War II. They've been interfering. They've been stealing. Anyway, they say this. The Obama administration knew this was going on and yet did nothing. Barack Obama, there is a quote from him saying, anybody think Russia can interfere with our election? I mean, come on. Come on, y'all. He pushes it off as nothing. In 2016, Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, told her staff to stand down. That's a quote. And here's another quote. Knock it off as they drew up plans to strike back against the Russians. This is from Michael Isikoff and David Korn. They wrote a book called Russian Roulette, the inside story of Putin's war on America. Look, who's more closely tied to the Russians? Donald Trump, who met with Medvedev, who met with Putin. Hillary Clinton, multiple meetings with Putin. Democrats lined up meeting with Putin from Chuck Schumer down. They've all met with Putin. They sold 20% of our uranium to Putin. The Clinton Foundation received $140 or $145 million from them. The Podesta brothers got $20 million. They tried to build some kind of Silicon Valley thing in Russia tied to the Clintons. I mean, really? And you want to look at Donald Trump? It's ridiculous. But this is where we find ourselves, looking at nonsense. This is a Barack Obama story. That's what this is. This is, look, the Democrats can go out there, they can saber rattle and do whatever they want to do. Let me tell you, folks, because Art's always contacting me, he's worried about this thing. I don't get it, Art. I really don't. I give you I can't keep propping you up, bro. There is nothing in this report that condemns Donald Trump. Every single thing points back to Barack Obama and his administration. And let me tell you something, it's gotten so bad. Even the New York Times is writing about it. It's that bad. Ugly. And so, and I'll get to that in a second. So now we've got people trying to impugn the Attorney General. We had DeGeneva. Here's him talking to some, I think her name is Crystal Ball. And here's what he says about impugning the AG.
Suggest that Bill Barr is a liar. I've known him for 30 years. He's one of the finest lawyers this country has ever produced. He came back out of retirement to serve this country. There's not one shred of evidence that anything he said either the other day or now or today was a lie. Don't ever say that in front of me about Bill Barr. You have no evidence that he lied, and you know it.
But I'm telling you.
You said he may have lied.
What I'm telling you is that what he said this today in the press conference is inconsistent with what's in the report.
That's not a lie.
That's okay, fine.
It's not fine. You're on national television calling the Attorney General a liar.
I didn't say that.
You suggested it very strongly.
All right, I think we're done here.
I think we are.
I love that clip. That was DeGeneva. And I don't know anything about Barr. All I know is this. Donald Trump didn't even know who the guy was before he put him into the office. So the idea that he's a Trump guy is ridiculous. All I can tell you is that's the beginning. They want to impugn Barr. Good luck on that. Kellyanne Conway had a comment about why would we need to go after Hillary? This is a short but sweet one. I love this one.
Russians. When I needed to find negative information about Hillary Clinton and how to beat her, I looked no further than Hillary Clinton.
Ouch. Ouch. So, yeah, we look. This is going to spin on the left. It's already started. I can't look. I don't know how to make you see this any better. First of all, and I'm going to recap. And for those who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show all the time, bear with me. But here's what we got. We got Mueller, hand-selected by the Democrats. The
best guy in the business, James Comey. Oh, he's amazing. Robert Mueller, right?
And we were all skeptical of him because we should be. I think Mueller went in there for a witch hunt to get rid of Donald Trump. Those were his marching orders. $30 million, 2 years later, a stack deck of anti-Trump, pro-Hillary prosecutors looking for stuff, and FBI people making stuff up all throughout the DOJ, the FISA courts, etc. And Robert Mueller comes back and says, I got nothing. So what do they do now? They're mad at Mueller, and they're mad at the new AG who just entered the system. He's not even in the game yet. They want to get him too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. In part because they're so decentralized. And the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past. Or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes. And if he got the most votes, then it would be my expectation of Hillary Clinton to offer a gracious concession speech and pledge to work with him in order to make sure that the American people benefit from an effective government.
Boom. There you have it. Obama in his own words. Why are we even having this discussion? And if that's the case, isn't somebody dragging Obama's bony butt before Congress and saying, why did you make this statement? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Am I delusional here? Did I miss something? Because, excuse me for having, well, I don't know, degrees in engineering, computer science, and math, a.k.a. logic, and applying that logic to what Barack Obama himself said. We know that he gave the stand-down order to Susan Rice to say, disregard anything with these Russians. Don't go attacking them. How could we attack these Russians when we got a big Iranian deal that's going to get the Clinton Foundation a ton of money? Hillary's going to be president. We got to load up her war chest. The Podesta's involved. Everybody getting money. Democrats are feasting from Russia, and everybody wants to look at Trump. Meanwhile, El Jefe at the time, El Black Baby Black Jesus, he says any sane person, anybody that's rational wouldn't believe that the Russians could influence our election, and yet we have a bunch of irrational people on the other side going, they colluded, man. Well, they got some bad news, boy. The New York Times, here's the title of the New York Times article. Mueller report likely to renew scrutiny of Steele dossier. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, yeah. Now, meanwhile, here's what Adam Schiff says. Before we get into that, I just want to play what Adam Schiff had to say about A.G. Barr.
And it's clear that Special Counsel Mueller wanted the Congress to consider the repercussions and the consequences. It is clear the Special Counsel believed that no one was above the law, and that includes the President of the United States. The Attorney General's actions would make the President above the law, would make the President such that he cannot commit the crime of obstruction of justice. That was not the Special Counsel's view. If the Special Counsel, as he made clear, had found evidence exonerating the President, he would have said so. He did not. He left that issue to the Congress of the United States, and we will need to consider it.
Okay, in that first part, you know what Schiff was doing when he says it's clear that Special Counsel Mueller wanted Congress to do it? They're backing off of Mueller. The new target is A.G. Barr. Now, I want you to understand, this is a guy who's coming at the last minute, and now they want to go after him. Now, watch how this shifts. I want you to watch how it plays out. They're going to leave Mueller alone. Because Mueller has already been made a god, and he would get before Congress. I said this earlier in another broadcast. Mueller will get before Congress and say, what the heck are you talking about? I looked in every crevice. I mean, if they want to really start a fight, Mueller's not the guy to pick the fight with. Mueller knows where more bones are buried. Mueller could easily spin this thing. One wrong phrase from Mueller, and the Democrats are up Schiff Creek. You know what I'm saying? Because if this guy comes and says, you know what? I didn't have the latitude to do any more. But had they expanded my latitude, I would have gone after the real crime here, which is the Steele dossier. And that's where we are. 35-page dossier spiced up with tales of prostitutes and spies sketched out a hair-raising story more than 2 years ago. This is in the New York Times. Russian intelligence had used bribery and blackmail to try to turn Donald Trump into a source and ally, it said, and the Kremlin was running some of Trump's campaign aides practically as agents. That's what the dossier said. And do you know what 2 years and $30 million proved? That was of the biggest work of fiction since Huckleberry Finn. Oh, whatever. Pick your own novel. The Metamorphosis is about the cockroaches. Because I already talked about that before. Anyway, total fabrication. The release of the report underscores what had grown clearer for months. That while many Trump aides had welcomed contacts, let me scroll down here, had welcomed contacts, where is that, with the Russians, some of the most sensational claims in the dossier appeared to be false, and others were impossible to prove. Mr. Mueller's report contained over a dozen passing references to the document's claims, but no overall assessment of why so much did not check out. See, that's a critical flaw with Mueller. That's something, if I were a Republican, I would say, you know, it's funny. Everything hinges on this crooked, fake dossier. And this man spent 2 years and $30 million. And you know what he didn't do? You know what's guilty by omission? The fact that he did not say a single word about how little evidence, there's no evidence in this dossier that backs up a single thing that made this the critical piece. Now, Mueller could say, I wasn't supposed to look at the dossier. I was looking for collusion between Trump and the dossier. It had nothing to do with that. But, yeah, but, oh, the but is coming. Yeah, so here they go on. This is, I want you to understand, I'm reading from the New York Times, all right? Now the dossier, financed by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, they put that in this report. And compiled by the former British intelligence agent Christopher Steele, is likely to face new, possibly harsh scrutiny from multiple inquiries. Let me tell you something. We have a saying in the military, man, that, you know, when you're really scared, I was crapping bricks, okay? The Democrats are crapping bricks. You better know it. When the New York Times has got you on blast, they go on to say this. Republicans in Congress have vowed to investigate. The Justice Department's IG is considering whether the FBI improperly relied on the dossier in order to obtain secret FISA courts for a warrant to eavesdrop on Carter Page, a Trump advisor. The Inspector General wants to know what the FBI learned about Mr. Steele's sources and whether it disclosed any doubts about their veracity to the court. In other words, all the things that led to this bogus, fake witch hunt, now turned con job, is going to go under scrutiny. And let me tell you, conservatives, you better rejoice. You know, think of it as Easter and he is risen. Okay? Couldn't have come at a better time that we get this news. Because let me tell you something. He is risen. What is risen is we are about to get this government back because people now know the fakeness in which this government is operated. Short break. We'll get more back into this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The brothers involved in the alleged hoax attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett are suing the actor's attorney for defamation.
Those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department, the city of Chicago, and that of Ola and Bola Oshundayo are held accountable.
That's attorney Gloria Schmidt, who says Smollett's attorneys falsely accused the Ascendario brothers of a hate crime. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a lawsuit filed against the Trump administration's move to add a question regarding citizenship to the 2020 census. New York Attorney General Letitia James is one of the state attorney generals that filed the suit against the White House.
I believe that this case should be decided on the merits of the arguments and according to the letters of the law. I also strongly believe that the facts and the records support our claims that...
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simple Wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Been joined by Jay Sekulow, who is on the president's legal team. Counselor, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.
My first question, I'm afraid, is going to verge on plain English. Where did the attorney general get off with that characterization this morning, including four mentions that there was no collusion? What document was he reading compared to the one we're left with?
Well, page 2 of the document says the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign coordinated with the Russian government in its election of interference activities. In its election interference activities. So it's right from the document itself.
Have you, read part 1?
I have read part 1 and part 2.
Do you find good news in here for the president and the administration?
The investigation did not, page 181, the investigation did not establish that the contacts described in volume 1, that's the Russian contacts, amounted to an agreement to commit any violation of federal criminal law, including foreign influence and campaign finance laws. Yeah, I think it's a very good win.
I'm actually amazed that Brian Williams still has a job on MSNBC or wherever, and he's amazed. With everything Mueller said, he's asking Jay Sekulow, where's the evidence that Donald Trump didn't do anything? I'm amazed that he would even say that. What a pinhead. A pencil neck. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking about this article written by the New York Times that is titled, Mueller Report Likely to Renew Scrutiny of the Steele Dossier. And boy, it is as scathing as you can get. They say this. By the way, Attorney General Barr is now the new target of the left. Good luck with that. Adam Schiff is targeting him. They can't target Mueller. We're going to drag Mueller and he's going to testify and all this. Let me tell you, Mueller sends through backdoor channels. You guys want to jack with me? You're jacking with the wrong dude. Understand, Mueller is not going to get... There's nothing that's going to happen to him. Mueller did his job. The left expected him to do something very different, which is convict Donald Trump no matter what, and it didn't happen. And Mueller's... If I were Mueller, I'd be out... I mean, I don't know how much in front of it he's got to get, but I would be out in public going, bring it. I know what I did. The right is mad at me because of how I did it. I did it in such a way that it would leave no doubt that I was looking for, you know, bad guys. And as much as I don't like what Mueller did, because I think that, you know, he's got some holes in his deal. In the end, I knew what was going to happen. It's funny. I told you guys this. It wasn't like this is a secret. I knew exactly what was going to happen. Donald Trump wasn't guilty. He made one statement. Yeah, I hope the Russians do find her 33,000 emails. And that's when they seized. They seized on it. So anyway, we are where we are. So this article goes on. And Attorney General Barr has said he will renew review, the FBI's conduct in the Russia investigation. His remark that there was spying has already encouraged Republican accusations of misconduct. It's not even alleged. They were spying. Interviews with people familiar with Steele's work on the dossier and the FBI scrambled to vet its claims suggested misgivings about its reliability arose not long after the document became public and a preoccupation of Trump's opponents in early 2017. Mr. Steele has made clear to associates that he always considered the dossier to be raw intelligence, not established facts, but a starting point for further investigation. By January 2017, FBI agents had tracked down and interviewed one of Steele's main sources, a Russian speaker from the former Soviet Republic who had spent time in the West, according to a Justice Department document, and three people familiar with the events who spoke on condition of anonymity. After questioning him about where he'd gotten his information, they suspected he might have added his own interpretations to reports passed on by his sources, one of the people said. For the FBI, that made it harder to decide what to trust. So let me just stop here for a second and tell you this. If you have information and you go to various kind of police, I watch Law and Order a lot, okay, police shows, and you believe that one of your witnesses is credible, and then you go to them, or you go to one of the people that they supposedly met with, and that person says, well, you know, I was kind of adding some stuff to it. Then when you go back, you go, huh, the credibility of witness number one has been diminished by what happened when I questioned the person who was supposed to give him credibility. That's just the way it works. See, that's logic. That's common sense. That's my superpower. I'm imparting it to you. The common sense is, if you believe one guy, then he says, well, you don't have to believe me, go ask this other guy. And the other guy goes, well, that's not exactly true. It's not exactly the way guy number one said. You have now watered down your belief in number one. That's the way it works. But the FBI didn't go that way. Now, this report goes on to say this. Agents did not believe that either the source or Mr. Steele was deliberately inventing things, according to the former official. How the dossier ended up loaded with dubious or exaggerated details remains uncertain. Folks, let me stop again. This is the New York Times essentially stating that the dossier was loaded with dubious or exaggerated details. And then it's asking the question, how did those details get in there? They said, but the document may be the result of a high-stakes game of telephone in which rumors and hearsay were passed from source to source. Smoking gun? What more do you need? Now, understand what we have here. We have the leftist number one rag saying, we don't believe the dossier. It's really skeptical. Come on, Kevin Jackson's audience, Kevin Jackson Show, KJ Radio. I hope I don't have to help you here. I don't want to have to drag you over the line on this one. This is the New York Times saying, you know what? This dossier is fake. Everything that led to the Trump investigation is fake. Nobody should have ever believed this document. Nobody. Which means people within the FBI were questioning it. So, who was questioning it? I want to know up the food chain. Give me emails. I want to know who said, you know what, guys? This is too flimsy. We can't go, oh, we're going to go with this. We'll go. We'll make it work. And then remember this. They then went to media and said, let's give this some credibility. Let's put this out there. Maybe they get into this here. So here's what they say. Another possibility, one that Mr. Steele has not ruled out, could be Russian disinformation. That would mean that in addition to carrying out an effective attack on the Clinton campaign, Russian spy masters hedged their bets and placed a few landmines under Mr. Trump's presidency as well. In which case, that would rule out, now that was what they wrote, so here's me. So that would rule out Trump being in complicit. In other words, if they were hedging their bets. Now, that's what Steele's saying. But again, that's conjecture. Now, a former KGB general who now lives outside of Washington saw that as plausible. He says Russia has huge experience in spreading false information. Yeah, well, you know what? The FBI is supposed to have huge experience in figuring that out. Mr. Steele declined to comment for this article. But Joshua Levy, a lawyer for Fusion GPS, the firm that commissioned the dossier, said the Mueller inquiry substantiated, quote, the core reporting in the Steele memos, including that Trump figures were secretly meeting with Kremlin figures and that Russian President Vladimir Putin had directed a covert operation to elect Donald Trump. Really? Where was that? I'd really like to see where that was verified. Now, New York Times and other organizations published little about the document's unverified claims. Social media partisans and TV commentators discussed them almost daily for the past 2 years. The dossier tantalized Mr. Trump's opponents with a worst-case account of the president's conduct. And for those trying to make sense of the Trump-Russian saga, the dossier infused the quest for understanding the urgency. So, in other words, the New York Times is admitting this dossier made people want to get to the bottom of things. In blunt prose, it suggested that a foreign power had fully compromised the man who would become the next president of the United States. The Russians, it asserted, had tried winning over Mr. Trump with real estate deals in Moscow, which had not taken up, and set him up with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel in 2013, filming the proceedings for future exploitation. A handful of aides were described as conspiring with the Russians at every turn. Mr. Trump said it had moles inside the DNC. The memos claimed that he and the Kremlin had been exchanging intelligence for 8 years and were using Romanian hackers against the Democrats, and that Russian pensioners in the U.S. were running a covert communications network. Now, let me tell you something. This is Tom Clancy stuff. This is Hunt for Red October. I mean, are you kidding? Such shocking claims may have seemed more plausible because of the conduct of Mr. Trump and his advisors, the New York Times writes. He was outspoken in his praise of Putin, hostile towards NATO. And a dozen associates, including his son, met or corresponded with Russians, including some with suspected intelligence connections, while failing to report the contacts. This is them trying to rationalize how, well, I can understand how they might have believed that this happened. You know, this is the New York Times playing CYA. Let me tell you something. All of that can easily be debunked. Trump's been tough on Putin, wants NATO to pay its bills. And the New York Times is trying to sell this as something else. We come back, we're going to finish this off. Amazing story, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats, have you recognized your futility? Do you see your future? You don't need to be a soothsayer. You don't need to read a crystal ball to understand you are about to go down in flames. And it's about time. It is long overdue. This is a correction. Forget Wall Street correcting. This is a correction we've needed in politics for decades. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm so happy. These vile Democrats are packing go bags. They are planning their escape, putting WD-40 on the escape hatches. Because let me tell you something, they better be ready to run. This is about to get freaking ugly. The Steele report is a joke. No investigation should have been made about Donald Trump based on that bogus report. And the New York Times is fessing up. That is the liberals' Bible. It is fessing up. I'm reading from their story here today. Here's what they say. Mr. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, negotiated for a Trump Tower project in Moscow. Big deal. If everywhere Trump went to go put a building, put him under some sort of scrutiny as a potential, oh, they could blackmail. He's trying to cut a deal with them and they got the information on him. Then he wouldn't do any business. He was a businessman who built buildings. They said, oh, many months into the campaign, he was negotiating this project. Then he later admitted lying about it to Congress, along with tax evasion and other crimes. But Cohen did not, as the dossier claimed, travel to Prague to conspire with Russian hacking of Democrats. That was one of the things that the dossier said. So right there, if you were looking at this dossier and going, okay, this dossier is the truth, there's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Oh, but wait a minute, Cohen didn't go to Let's step back a minute. Let's go with a new set of scrutiny on this. Similarly, here's another hole in the dossier. Mr. Page, a foreign policy advisor, was invited to address a prestigious Moscow institute in July of 2016 in what seems to have been a calculated Russian attempt to curry favor. But Mr. Mueller, after a two-year investigation involving roughly 40 FBI agents and other specialists, provided no evidence to support the claim that the advisor had collected a brokerage fee for the sale of a share of Russian oil giant Rosneft, nor has any evidence emerged to support the dossier's claim that about DNC moles, Romanian hackers, Russian pensioners, or years of Trump-Putin intelligence trading. 8 years ago, now understand, in 2008, do you think Donald Trump was plotting with Putin to become president of the United States? He didn't know he wanted to do it until a week before. Other dossier assertions remain neither proved nor disproved. Notably, it's claimed about Mr. Trump's alleged dalliances with prostitutes. The Mueller report says a Russian businessman texted Mr. Cohen a week before the election to say that he had stopped the flow of tapes from Russia, but not sure if there's anything else. The businessman, yeah, I can't even pronounce his last name, but his first name is George, he later said he was referring to compromising tapes of Mr. Trump, but had been told they were fake. So they knew these were fake. By the way, let's just be clear. If Donald Trump wants prostitutes, he doesn't have to go to Russia to get them. He could fly with them. He could have them at the ready anywhere he wants. That's what billionaires are able to do with their money. It's unbelievable. They say the dossier began as a conventional opposition research operation by a small Washington firm, Fusion GPS. During the early part of the campaign, Fusion was paid by the Washington Free Beacon, a conservative publication funded by billionaire Paul Singer, to scrutinize Mr. Trump. Understand, the Free Beacon didn't like Trump. They wanted to uncover dirt to help his primary opponents, the Republicans. After Mr. Trump emerged as a likely nominee, Fusion kept working but turned to a new source of funding, the law firm representing the Clinton campaign, Perkins Coie. Noticing in May of 2016 the Trump campaign's unexpected affinity for Russia, Fusion hired Steele, a veteran of British MI6, that's the equivalent of our CIA, to dig deeper. Steele had told acquaintances that he did not know the ultimate client was the Clinton campaign. Former FBI and CIA officers who knew him respected Steele, who served in Moscow before leading the Russia desk at MI6. After leaving government service, he helped the FBI with investigations of FIFA, International Governing Board of Soccer, and other things that were involving Russia. He co-owns a private intelligence firm in London, Orbis Business Intelligence, reached out to sources he relied on in past Russian investigations, and essentially, he made up a fake report. They said between June and December of 2016, he sent Fusion at least 17 reports ranging from 3 pages describing raw, unconfirmed information on a wide range of alleged connections between Trump, his aides, and Russian operatives. He decided early on that what he was hearing posed a grave threat to the U.S., and he alerted an FBI agent he knew well. On September 19th of 2016, his reports reached the team in Washington. Now understand this. Prior to this, he was meeting with Priestap, the guy I talked about the other day. So, I love this part. The FBI assembled a group of analysts to check every line of Steele's short memos. Agents hit the streets to find and interview his sources, eventually identifying and speaking with at least two. By the summer of 2017, Mr. Mueller's investigation was in high gear. The FBI still could not vouch for much of the dossier. The FBI met on this dossier. They decided it was going to be considered gold, and they let it fly. They let it rip. They let they released the Kraken. And Mueller, the entire time, is going, somebody explain to me how this dossier can be used. Please explain to me how this dossier can be used. But he doesn't say it in the report. He doesn't condemn it in any way. He just says, no, there was no collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. But that omission tells you all you need to know. The detailed account of Cohen's supposed trip to Prague appeared to be false. It didn't appear to be false. It was false. Mr. Cohen's financial records and CIA queries to foreign intelligence services revealed nothing to support it. FBI agents on Mueller's team debriefed Steele himself in London for 2 days in September 2017. Last year, in a deposition filed in a lawsuit against BuzzFeed, Steele emphasized that his report consisted of, quote, unverified intelligence. Let me just explain to you what unverified intelligence means. It means you got nonsense. You got nothing. You can't use the word intelligence if you got nothing. Asked whether he took into account that some of the claims might be Russian fabrications, he replied, yes. FBI agents considered whether Russia had polluted the stream of intelligence but did not give it credence, according to a former official. Folks, I'm going to stop here. The FBI has no cover. The FBI used fake information to let this whole thing go. And at some point, you would think somebody would be a patriot and say, you know what, guys, the jig is up. We never should have looked at this. We knew. We discussed this internally. For the record, that's what's going on right now. That's what's happening. You got people inside the FBI going, I'm not going down for this. I know, look, they can hide whatever they... If they think they are destroying all the records, they're going to get to all the people involved, they are sorely mistaken. That's why I said, there's so much to cover up. You can't cover all your bases when you've been as duplicitous as they've been. The only thing that could save them, repeat, the only thing that could save the FBI, the DNC, the Clintons, Barack Obama's administration, the CIA, the NSA, and the FISA courts, and everything in between, all the connective tissue, is Hillary Clinton winning the presidency. That's it. You can't keep this genie in a bottle. And now that the genie's out, it's done gotten out and gotten in America and got too fat. It can't get back in that bottle. I'm just saying. It is ugly for the left. Shame on them for what they tried to do. Dennis Hoffman, a former CIA officer serving in Moscow, said he long suspected the dossier was contaminated by Russian fabrications. The goal, he said, would be to deepen American divisions and blur the line between truth and falsehood. I don't blame the Russians. That's what the Russians do. Romney warned about Russia. Barack Obama blew it off. He blew it off again in the clip that we played where he said anybody that thinks the Russians can influence our elections is crazy. Yeah, okay, he blew it off. And suddenly now, they're going, oh, well, that was contaminated. It was the FBI's responsibility to look at this document and go, wait a minute, this doesn't pass the smell test. Are they that stupid? Oh, let me answer for you. It was run by Jim Comey, and he reported to Barack Obama. Was the FBI that stupid? Yeah.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.